We have got a lot to dish out today. Now, Heidi and Frank will join us later. But HK, what are we dishing about today?
Oh, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. We got the deets on how Kim Kardashian celebrated her 40th birthday.
And also, we're going to tell you how Miley Cyrus's little sister, Noah Cyrus, came in like a wrecking ball at the CMT Music Awards.
Yes, Chuki and Honey, let's not forget we got to spill our hot sauce, honey. Forget the tea, baby, about Prince William's curiosity with Kentucky Fried Chicken.
And Lord, y'all not gonna believe this. Emma Roberts blocked her mother. Say what now, girl? But first up, Brett, what you got?
Well, you know, it seemed like just yesterday, Kim Kardashian was introduced to the world at the tender age of 27. On the premiere of Keeping Up with the Kardashians, right? Well, y'all, she just turned 40 and fabulous, darling. And it was all captured on Wednesday's episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Now, because of the coronavirus pandemic, Kim was convinced she would not be able to celebrate the milestone, on top of her being a bit confused on how to handle turning the big 4-0, y'all. Take a look.
I think just like turning 40, I'm not freaking out or anything. It's definitely a realization like, holy I'm 40. That's what I just keep thinking. Like, holy what happened?
Dang. I feel like I'm gonna be going through the same thing. That's poor sweet thing.
Well, y'all, the family tricked Kim into thinking she had a photo shoot that day. And once she pulled up to her mom's house, she realized it was an intimate, lavish surprise birthday party instead. All of her close friends, family, and Kanye were there. Even videos from her childhood narrated by her late father, Robert Kardashian Sr. were played. Isn't that beautiful,
that's sweet,
y'all?
That is absolutely
parties like
sweet.
These are like probably much better than a big old lavish party. Like having an intimate and having things in there like your father's voice and all of that. That's just so special.
So Sherry, how does this birthday party, her 40th, compare to your 40th birthday party?
Here we go.
Let's face it, Brad, I don't have hundreds of millions of dollars and all of that. My little 40th party, husband number one, threw me a surprise party that was kind of similar. It was very close friends and family, and I walked in, and it just, I cried because it was a surprise party.
You know what? I probably should call him again. That was really nice of him.
Don't do it. I was a little nostalgic. Because once you get back with him, you realize why you left in the first place.
Gary, this is Kim's 40th birthday. It's a special, special day. And I feel like you should just go ahead and just say at least one nice thing to Kim. Just go ahead right now. Just tell us something nice.
Gary.
Say something nice.
You know what?
Don't do it, Gary. Don't do it.
I will say something nice.
Because
Kim did do a lot for Africans in America. She got a lot of Africans in America out of the pen. So happy birthday, Kim.
Gary, I'm so proud of you.
Well, Mickey Mouse better watch his back because Shonda Rhimes might give him the hands on sight. Y'all may not know this. This is very interesting. But after 15 years of shows like Grey's Anatomy, Scandal, and How to Get Away with Murder, which all aired on ABC, which is owned by Disney, Shonda decided to take her talents to Netflix. And it might all be because of passes to Disneyland. Shonda told The Hollywood Reporter that as a Disney employee, she had an all-inclusive pass for her and a second one for her nanny. But the passes are not interchangeable. So when Shonda's sister came to town, she asked the network for another pass and was told that they never give out extras. This is true. So, well, they eventually gave her a pass, but the pass didn't work when her sister got to Disneyland. Shonda called an ABC exec and he snubbed her request and said, "Don't you have $154 for a ticket?" It pissed off Miss Shonda to the point of no return, literally. And she called her team and told them she was moving to Netflix and inked a deal worth over $300 million. Did y'all hear me?
Let's go, Shonda. That's right, Shonda. That's right, Shonda.
Yeah, but she still respects the system. They told her they was going to give her a certain amount. She was trying to get passes for her damn cousin. So she was
wrong. No, Gary. She
gotta pass behind her nanny. That's what she's supposed to get. Right.
But Gary, that's not Shonda Rhimes, you know, your cousin them who's visiting. This is Shonda Rhimes who pretty much brought ABC back up into the spotlight. Right. So she is above this. She should have been having Lifetime.
Right.
Can I just say that I love that this, I hate that it happened to her, but I love her petty level because her shows on Netflix is everything I need. All I got to do is click it, watch the whole season. It's available at any point in time. Like, it's a much better situation for the public to enjoy her stuff anyway.
I bet you they want to give her Lifetime passes now.
All right, well, guys, the CMT Awards were held last night, and Carrie Underwood was the big, big winner, y'all. She took home the award for Video of the Year for her song, Drinking Alone, which I haven't really liked that song. But it was someone else that everybody was talking about, honey. She had the streets going. They were talking about Noah Cyrus, who is Miley Cyrus's sister. She sang a duet with Jimmy Allen on their song, This Is Us. And her outfit, baby, stole the show. She shut it down. To me, it was a little bit of Cher. I loved it. Now, some of the fans loved it, but a lot of people were absolutely appalled. And, honey, she had them clutching their pearls. Take a look.
Country girls love the bedazzling, and I think her bedazzling was working overtime. I love it. But, Portia, you know, country people are a little conservative, so I think this was a bit much for them. But for me, I'm like, girl, you got that body. Walk out there and look at, ooh, it was it.
I think she was serving Shania Twain. Y'all remember Shania Twain? She loved a cat suit, honey. Loved a cat suit.
You know, that's just Noah Cyrus. She just, you push the envelope, you go out there, that's what creative people do. And you go ahead, Noah. Mm-hmm.
All right, man, so we know the British could be a little cheeky with their humor. Well, check this out. Now, Prince William and Kate Middleton were strolling through London when they passed a KFC restaurant. Now, William stopped and looked through the window like a kid in a candy store. And, you know, KFC, they was on a job and they did not miss a beat. Now, they tweeted out a picture with the caption, William whispered quietly to himself, oh, I just can't wait to be Wing. But here's the kicker. They followed that up with, I'm sad I didn't call him His Royal Thighness. Since Harry and Meghan left, you think William and Kate are trying to, you know, be the down-to-earth royals?
Heck yeah. Yeah, Craig, because they got so much flack for what they did to Meghan and how they're so above everything. I think they are really just trying to be the everyday people. It's not going to work. It really is not. Just go swim in your lane.
Now, y'all know damn well these people are pushing the envelope. They ain't never had seasoned chicken seasoned like this, nor have they ever had fried chicken before. They
absolutely
are doing this for these cameras, honey. Chad, they gonna choke and be on the couch all night long after eating fried chicken. They ain't had no peasant food like this before.
Portia, if the picture was real, it would have had his wife holding her stomach because you know it's gonna be bubbling.
Exactly. Right.
William and Kate gonna think they dying, and it's just the itis. And we've been dealing with that for a long time. We know what that is.
Up next, you'll never guess who's trolling Kourtney Kardashian. We'll tell you after the break. Dish Nation. Dish Nation. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. Yo, Sherry, Sherry, look who decided to join us. It is Heidi and Frank. What's up, you guys?
What's Heidi and Frank? Well, let's just jump right in because there's so much to talk about today. And Emma Roberts was forced to do something that I know must have broken her poor mother's heart. She was recently on Jimmy Kimmel. Mm. And Emma got candid about her pregnancy. If you forgot, she is, in fact, pregnant. And which she was initially trying to keep a secret until her mom accidentally spilled all the baby formula all over the place. Well, take a look.
Somebody asked her if you were pregnant and she said yes, right?
Oh, yes. She was like, thank you so much for the well wishes. We're so excited. I said, Mom, you revealed my pregnancy. She goes, Emma, you announced it. And I said, no, I didn't. That was a tabloid. She's like, oh, I didn't. That wasn't clear. I blocked her at one point. It was my only weapon, and she texted me at 2 a.m. Queen, did you block me? ? Sad face. And I was like, yes, I did block you. And then I unblocked her, and it's been an Instagram war with my mother that I never saw coming. So,
oh shoot!
Come on, mom.
Yeah. I mean, this is why our parents should not be on social media. They don't understand how it all works. Sherry, by the way, Emma's having a little boy. Do you think her mom, Emma Roberts' mom, deserves to be blocked?
Yes, I'm all in favor. Block your mama, because this is the kind of stuff that is going to happen. I posted on my Instagram that I was single and I was waiting for the right man. And my father puts a comment. Yeah. He puts a comment on my thing. And he was like, well, Romans 8:28 says. And I'm like, you know what?
Oh,
Because I had also put that I was horny. You know, when you put you horny, Romans 8:28 will take care of that. Yes, it did. I'm not horny anymore, Dad.
Man.
Well, moving on, Scott Disick is co-signing what most of us assumed about one of the Kardashian sisters, baby mama, Kourtney.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
She went on IG to post one of her stylish, photos. It's a colorful pantsuit, and under the pic, she captioned one of the WAP lyrics, I don't cook, I don't clean. You know that lyric, Sherry?
Uh-huh,
I'm sure Sherry knows that lyric,
Oh,
right?
Yeah. I know that lyric well.
Well, Scott quickly replied under Kourtney's post, that's for sure.
I love Scott Disick.
I like it.
I gotta say, that's kind of funny.
You know, well, the Kardashians are not doing all they cooking. Now they fly and they order in and they got people to cook for them. So I'm not surprised that she doesn't cook.
Now, I would ask you, Heidi, what you think. Is Scott out of line here for basically posting that?
Yeah.
But I think you did the same thing to your wife about the dishes. And the water on the counter. You busted your wife on how she can't clean up.
Well, I was giving good wife tips, and I think it's a good wife tip. My wife will do all the dishes, but it looks like she was at a water park after it's all over.
She doesn't wipe it up.
And she just goes, I'm done, and then leaves the wet sopping sponge.
That's a wet-ass counter. Right there.
Let's get to this deal time. Head crack. What you got?
All right, Sean, I'm always in the need of some comfortable sheets, and this deal time is right up my alley. You will love the Marquise by Waterford Brush Cotton Sheet Set. Now, the sheet's brush technique adds softness and durability, and it's designed to keep you comfortable. The set is available in blue, ivory, silver, or white, and it comes in queen or king size.
Ooh, head crack, I need some comfortable sheets to roll around in. Tell me more.
Well, Gary, the four-piece set includes a flat sheet, fitted sheet, and two pillowcases. It's 100% cotton and machine washable.
How much is a head crack?
Well, usually the brush cotton sheet set has been seen as high in the price range of like $60 to $80. For our Dish Nation viewers, it's only $29.
Ooh.
Go to MorningSave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
Up next, the LA crew is going thirst trapping with Mario Lopez, and a fan caught someone on Dish thirst trapping? Ooh, is it Frank, Heidi, Chewy, or Sherry? Find out after the break, y'all.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Well, Sherry, I know you're going to be able to relate to this next story. Actress Kristen Johnston, star of the TV comedy Mom, and she was also on that show, Third Rock from the Sun.
Yes,
she wants fans to stop confusing her for Kirstie Alley. So during the past couple of days, Kristen has been receiving some unwanted attention for supporting President Trump. It seems as fans were trying to troll Kirstie by posting photos of her, but they confused the two actresses and posted photos of Kristen instead. And Kristen is absolutely tired of it, y'all. So she tweeted two hilarious memes, one with the caption, OMG, you guys, I'm not Kirstie Alley. Stop yelling at me. And then she posted another meme, y'all, holding a sign, and it said, I'm not Kirstie Alley.
Now, Octavia Spencer, you've been confused with Sherry Shepherd a lot. I mean, Sherry... You've been confused with Octavia Spencer, which is awesome. But have you ever been confused with somebody that actually upset you?
Yeah.
Ooh, that's good.
Somebody walked up to me in Times Square, and they were like, how you doing? And I was like, Wendy Williams and I look nothing.
Oh, my God.
Stop. What? Okay, you guys. It is time for
Thirst Trapping
with the Stars.
first?
It is a little sexy when you and your spouse can thirst trap together. And that's exactly what Mario Lopez and his wife, Courtney Mazza, did. Now, Mario posted a photo of him and Courtney frolicking in the waters of Mexico while showing off their amazing bodies with the caption, "Baby mama of three working on number four. Besos to my queen, Mrs. Lopez." They look absolutely amazing. Do you think that this is a couple's thirst trap?
They're just being themselves. They're good. They're a good-looking couple. They're just hanging out on the beach. So I don't know. I just think they're just being naturally sexy.
Well, the next thirst trap is pretty shocking to me, but I never thought I'd see the day.
So mean.
Everyone give it up for Dish Nation's very own Heidi Hamilton and her flat abs.
What? Yeah. I didn't thirst trap. Wait, what are you talking about?
So Heidi was feeling herself while hiking and posted a pic to the gram with the caption, "Hiking in my happy place, hashtag desert." Is it supposed to be dessert? Hashtag dessert life?
She looks like dessert.
And a fan of Dish Nation who goes by the screen name Black Beauty from Philly commented, "Will this be on thirst trapping?" And Heidi responded, "Hmm." So here we're looking at Heidi's hiking picture. So Chewy Sherry, is Heidi thirst trapping or not?
Heidi's being her sexy self. Heidi's gorgeous, even when she's not trying.
Oh, Chewy.
Like, she looks amazing, and she's beautiful inside and out.
Let me post a selfie where I expose my belly.
Yes.
My abs, pardon me. And then I read all the comments.
Yes, of course.
Oh, that's thirst trapping big time.
How
many people did you block that day?
Nobody say anything bad about that one.
Delete.
Oh, all right. Well, coming up, we're going to tell you what Martha Stewart missed most when she was in jail. Mm. I think it was Snoop Dogg. Mm. Find out after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
So what would you miss the most if you were locked up? Think about it.
Well,
you guys.
Freedom?
Rosie O'Donnell recently told Page Six that she went to visit Martha Stewart while she was in jail back in 2004. Now, here's where it takes a turn, because Rosie says that she asked Martha Stewart what she missed the most, being behind bars. Now, Martha didn't say her daughter or her dogs. She said the flavor of lemon. Okay.
Oh.
Mm. The flavor of lemon. Well, Rosie then said that if she had known, she would have shoved one up her hooter.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Now, but you think if Martha was locked up in 2015 instead of 2004, maybe she would have said something different?
After hanging with Snoop, that's what you're saying?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. She would want some, maybe a Coke 40 and some lemon pepper wings and some
Coke 40 some
weed. Honey, she want to smell a little heat in the air.
Coke 40 is what she would ask for.
Yeah, that was, I got five on it, Portia. I got five on
you
it.
You got the five on my Coke 40. Okay.
It's Coke 45. Yeah.
I remember I was in jail in Sybil Brand out here in L.A. for 8 days because of traffic wars, and they had locked me up for 8 days.
I was in that with you, Sherry.
Wow. Sherry had warrants.
I had $10,000 worth of traffic warrants, and they took me to Civil Brand for 8 days.
Damn,
and,
you got some serious street cred.
I cried the whole time. I was so lonely. Wow. Oh, my God.
Well, you weren't rich then, huh?
No, I was a struggling comic. I was on my way to the Comedy Store to perform, and because I used to be a Jehovah's Witness, so I thought Armageddon was going to come, so I never paid my bills or my traffic tickets because I thought the end of the world was coming, and it didn't.
That's hilarious.
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to MorningSave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.